ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रियेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवद्युतम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैनो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 1 The appearance of the demon Vritrasura. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Tasyasan Vishvarupasya. Shiransi Trinibharata. Soma pithang sura pithang anadamiti shushruma shri shukuvacha tasyasan vishwarupasya shiransi trinibharata Soma pitang sura pitam anadamiti shushruma shishuku vacha tasyasan vishwarupasya shiransi trinibharata Soma pithang sura pitham anadamiti shushruma uvacha tasyasan vishwarupasya shiransi trinibharata Soma pitang sura pitam anadamiti shushruma Sri Shuka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Shiransi Trinibharata Samapitang surapitam Anadam iti shushuma Shri shukuvacha Tasya samitra rupasya Shri Matajis, Shri Shuka Uvacha, Syasan Vishwarupasya, Shiransi Trinibharata, Somapitang Surapitang Inadang Iti Shushumam. Shri Shukuvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Tasya, of him, Asan, there were, Vishvarupasya, of Vishvarupa, the priest of the demigods, Shiransi, heads, Trini, three, Bharata, O Maharaj Parikit, Somapitam, used for drinking the beverage Soma, Surapitam, used for drinking wine, Anaadam, used for eating, Iti, thus, Shushruma, I have heard by the Parampara system. Translation, purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, Vishwarupa, who was engaged as the priest of the demigods, had three heads. He used one to drink the beverage Somaras, another to drink wine, and a third to eat food. O King Parikshit, thus I have heard from authorities. Srila Prabhupada's purport. One cannot directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king, and other inhabitants, or how they perform various engagements. For no one can go to the heavenly planets. Although modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One must hear from authorities. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami, a great personality, says, quote, what I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from authoritative sources, end quote. This is the Vedic system. The Vedic knowledge is called Shruti, because it must be received by being heard from authorities. It is beyond the realm of our false experimental knowledge. Om Jnanatimurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing the pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam, the appearance of Vitrasura, and how the demigods, they approached the Lord for protection. And here, this is actually going on in the heavenly planets. You know, many times when we hear extraordinary descriptions in the Bhagavatam, our mind, it may be very difficult for us to understand how this all work. But even if you look at some of those magazines, you see children born with two heads, three heads. You've seen, you know, bodies joined together. all kinds of strange phenomena takes place even on this earthly planet. So we're seeing how Lord Brahma has four heads. Also Lord Shiva, five-headed Shiva, and Hanumanji. Now we're hearing of Vishwarupa has three heads and how he's utilizing. But the important here is that he heard all this from Shruti, from Shastra. And this is the process that we're getting knowledge, not simply by academic qualification, because everyone in this world is born in ignorance. There may be a few rare souls who have memory of their past lives. You know, you've seen some of these little three-year-olds playing fantastic musical instruments, or even some at very young age can get PhDs and whatnot. Some remnants of past life experience might be spilling over, but in general, we're born in darkness, we're born in ignorance in the material existence, and unless our eyes are opened with the torchlight of knowledge, Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha, or unless we're fortunate, like many of our younger generation, their parents were fortunate enough to receive the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, receiving the blessings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Not only that, but to consciously accept that this is the absolute truth, that yes, I am in darkness, but a fool, he likes to remain in a foolish condition. You know, you take the worm out of stool, he'll squiggle back into the stool. You know, if you want to give something nice halava to the pig, he'd rather go back to eating the hot, wet stool. And so unless and until one comes to the human form of life, we keep acting like animals, and we keep taking and are forced to take birth after birth in this material world. So we're fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, that how we become so fortunate to be able to sit in Sri Vrindavan Dham at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, hearing the topmost literature. Veda means knowledge. And prior to 5,000 years ago, when Srila Vyasadeva appeared, people were Shrutidhar. They would hear from their master, from their self-realized guru, and they would retain everything. They would, it's not like us, someone told me their name, their newly initiated name, and I keep asking, what was that name again? I forget. 2 minutes later, we forget. And this is our tendency in this world. We forget that we're servants of Krishna. We forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see that our grandfathers have died, our fathers have died, our mothers have died. We're seeing death all around us, especially here in Vrindavan. Many of our close friends, you know, Brahmananda Prabhu, Kurmarupa, you know, so many, even this year, Surabhi, they all somehow were made fortunate by Srila Prabhupada, given the opportunity to render devotional service. So human life is actually meant for rendering service. Either we're striving, we're working really hard in material world to make some monetary gain. You know, why are you working so hard? I want to have a nice house. But so hard all day and night, yes, but you have millions of dollars, but I need tens of millions, hundreds of millions. You know, you see all the wealthy people, they're always so much full of anxiety because no matter how much they have in the bank, they're still only eating a few chapatis. They probably have indigestion problem from the anxiety of worrying about the money. They can't even eat properly. So there's no real happiness. It's all the glitter of Maya. The material existence is being controlled by Maya. You know, prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasha, and everyone is controlled by Maya. Means that Maya, Durga, has given us this body because we desire to enjoy in a certain way, and we're kind of inclined and pushed to act in a certain capacity due to our desires. It's a whole science. Krishna's in our heart. He's watching. He's seeing. He understands what our desires are. He sees what kind of fruits we like to eat. And, you know, the bird is eating fruit, and the witnessing bird is Krishna. And even subtly we're thinking, oh, I wish I had a Mercedes Benz. You know, I wish I had $1 million. I wish I had this. People have different prayers. They go to church to pray to God, to pray, let my family be healthy and safe. You know, let me be successful in life. And what is that success? That I have a nice big bank account. I can drive in a very, nice suit. And I have my personal driver. And, you know, I can command people. I can be a little God. And everyone wants to put their children in school. It's natural. And we should be responsible, put the children in school. But if that education is not directed towards awakening our Krishna consciousness and stopping the disease, why do you go to a doctor? You have a disease, some problem. But if the doctor just starts telling you some medical terms and never gives you any medicine, and ultimately by seeing the doctor and paying the fees for the doctor, you got to pay big, hefty college. People go hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to go to university. I want my child to have the best education so he could have the best job and have a very nice family and be miserable and die. So what is this world? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. But the illusion, this daivi hesha gunamayi, this maya, is so strong that, oh no, my family is the most important thing to me. Actually, my body is the most important thing to me. Everyone is very carefully protecting and taking care of the body. Isn't it? If there's some danger immediately. I remember I was in Los Angeles. Maybe Vijay was there. It was back in 93. We were doing the airport in Los Angeles. And I was on the altar, believe it or not. And we blew the conch shell. It was in front of Gorni Thai. And right when we blew the conch shell, the big earthquake hit. It was 93. And all the pillars are shaking in the temple. Everybody's grabbed, you know, went to grab the deities because we thought this is it. It's all over because, you know, heavy earthquake and everybody's running. And I know some devotee jumped out of the window, you know, because everyone's protected. Broke a leg, I believe. But I'm not making joke of it. But the fact is that wasn't me, no. We're all very protective and very serious about, if there's immediate danger, you immediately run. If people are in your way, you'll knock them down and jump over them and walk all over them, isn't it? If there's a fire and there's only one way and there's people blocking the doorway, you're throwing these people down. Let them just burn. I want to get out, you know. So people are very much enthusiastic about their own sense gratification and their own body. Okay, they're a little bit more advanced. They're thinking about their family, or they're thinking about their nation. Let us fight to the death to save our nation, because this is our motherland, you know. So this bodily identification is very deeply ingrained in everyone in the material world. We're all mudhas. It says everybody, even the highest demigods, down to the little ant, are all mudhas, asses, because we've taken material bodies and are trying to enjoy the temporary material existence and not recognizing that we're Jivara Svarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. So this is the message of the Sadhu Sangha, hearing from authorities. We're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. For what reason? To awaken our desire and our enthusiasm to become, again, Krishna Bhakta, Krishna servant, Krishna Das, instead of Godas, instead of simply making our own plans. How can I be happy? How can I be comfortable? What's the least I can do, and what's the most I can, you know, what's the most gratification and glorification can I get? Yeah. Often we use the example of the six Goswamis because they're in our time, practically, you know, just a few hundred years back, very powerful, very learned, you know, had a lot of people had respect for them. But Sanatana Goswami says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm a fool. I don't know what the goal of life is. I don't know how to achieve the goal. He didn't come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get gold or some kind of temporary material blessing. Sanatana Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the goal of life. So we should not just be here in Vrindavan, you know, just so we can, you know, take an easygoing life. Prabhupada was very enthusiastic, was very eager to spread Krishna consciousness. He was paradukaduki, because he felt the pain of others. If someone comes and pinches you or puts a sharp object in you and twists around, you feel pain. So, you know, you want to be conscious that people are in pain and suffering. So one who is a devotee, he's thinking, how can I alleviate my own suffering, but also the suffering of others? Then he's considered Mahatma. He's considered a great soul, or someone who can deliver the message, bring one from this side of the shore, because on this side there's nothing but disease, death, old age, suffering, corruption, greed, envy, lust, darkness. You know, it sounds like a really bad place to be, but that's where we are. And what is the duty of the sadhu? What is the purpose of sadhu sangha? The sadhu sangha creates an atmosphere. It actually gives one the opportunity to get on a boat. If you get on a boat, a nice boat, with a good captain, with favorable winds, you can cross the ocean. They sometimes give the example that a fool, in ignorance, without guidance, he jumps in the ocean, and there's a dog in the ocean also swimming. He thinks by catching the hold of the tail of a dog, let me cross the ocean. You know, you can almost laugh at the idea. The dog is just paddling along, and you got a huge ocean. And so material advancement and so-called education is not giving one the solution. The doctor is not giving the medicine of hear Bhagavatam, give up the association of materialists, associate with devotees or who are interested in eternal spiritual life. Then this is the proper way. Asat Sangha Tyaga Vaishnava Achar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that one who's a devotee, the symptom is that he's not interested to go to the bar, have a few drinks, talk some nonsense, or simply searching for sense gratification. One who's really intelligent, one who's dhira, sober-minded, and like I said, we're made fortunate by mercy of Krishna and Guru. Otherwise, we see how even the demigods who are pious, I mean, you can't become a demigod if you're a sinful person, so it's recommended that by being pious and doing good activities, you can elevate yourself to the heavenly planets. But what's going on in the heaven? What's going on here? The demons are attacking the demigods. The demigods are praying for, you know, give us a weapon so we can kill them. And you know, then Indra's cutting the heads off of the priest. And you know, then they approach another brahmana to ask for his life so they get his bones and make a thunder weapon. It's very intriguing. It may sound like mythology, but it's actually a very fantastic history. And these things are taking place in the beginning of Vaivasvata Muni, so you're talking like 120 million years ago. We can't even imagine, oh wow, you know, Kali Yuga, 5,000 years already has passed. It's nothing. One kalpa, satya, treta, dwapara, kali, again and again. You're talking about millions and hundreds of millions and billions of years. And that's like, you know, one little breath of Mahavishnu. So how tiny, insignificant we are, and our little problems that we're so concerned with that we have a, how you say, little fit. You have a fit if things aren't exactly the way you want them to be, or you don't have enough comforts, for heaven's sake, they spice the kitchery too much. Rebellion. I'm stopping my devotional service because they're not feeding us properly here. No, we like to feed devotees nicely. And everything should be managed nicely. Because Prabhupada was expert at everything. When he cooked, and he would cook, and he would actually feed the devotees personally. Taking care of, imagine, Srila Prabhupada, you're sitting with Srila Prabhupada, and how are you? Everything's okay. He was very concerned about, I'm hearing coughing. You don't have enough clothing for the devotees. You should take care of their health. You know, how you're eating, how you're taking care of your body, because health is important. Without health, the mind is restless. You can't really think too much about making tangible spiritual advancement. How are you going to go out on Sankirtan? Because Sankirtan, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He came in this age to Jagnai Sankirtan Prayara. He's making the sacrifice, the yajna. And what is that yajna? What is that sacrifice? He's calling everyone. What's he saying? Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. So the father, the mother, they feel more pain than the child. I know my grandsons are a little sick in America. My wife's in anxiety. So we're in anxiety. You know, you become more in anxiety because your child is sick. Yeah, the child is suffering, but the parent is also suffering. So Krishna, he's our father. And he's not just some impersonal God in the clouds having fun and forgetting all about his children. You know, there are a lot of irresponsible parents. They make children, they forget about the children. And, you know, whatever happens to them, well, you know, right, that's life. But we should be responsible. And Krishna is very responsible. He's God. And he does things in the right way. So he's coming personally and he's calling us. And what, he sends his associates out on Sankirtan. So people sometimes think it's punishment. I remember I was temple president in Miami, and I would tell, okay, today's Saturday, everyone has to go on Sankirtan. No, I don't want to go on Sankirtan, because it's a challenge to the mind. When Vijay Prabhu just showed us a picture about 35 years ago, we're all on Sankirtan, Banabhatta, Vijay, and a few others, and everyone's jumping and dancing, chanting the holy name, and books are being distributed. So although we may not want to go on Sankirtan, the mind is rebelling, but you see, my other God brothers and God sisters, they're going on Sankirtan. It makes Prabhupada happy. After all, what's a disciple's duty? Please his guru. If you can please your spiritual master by helping him in his mission. What is Prabhupada's mission? Printing books, distributing the holy name, himself chanting the holy name. So he was whipping the devotees that you go here. So devotees would go with nothing. We've heard many stories sometimes to South America, to Brazil, to foreign lands. Even now, devotees are risking going to places where people are not favorable to Krishna consciousness, and even they used to smuggle books into Russia. Maybe there's being books smuggled somewhere else we don't want to say. Or, you know, the books are spreading. This is Lord's mercy. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing for all the conditioned souls, that he's personally sending his most intimate associates out on Sankirtan. Because this we've heard from the Shastra, as it's being described here. This I've heard from the scripture. This is what's taking place. So what's taking place in this Kali Yuga on planet Earth is very much envied by the demigods. They're thinking, how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God himself, has come? He's Patita Pavana, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvashena Maha. The most merciful incarnation. I guess God, there's different degrees. God is very merciful. He's more merciful. He's most merciful. So sometimes parent is kind. Sometimes they're really kind. Sometimes they're very loving. So he's in this very compassionate mood of Srimati Radharani, lovingly coming. He came as Lord Ramachandra. Tomorrow's Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Ki Jai. You know, we have so much good fortune to be here just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, to be connected to a bona fide sampradaya, guru parampara. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can go visit his house. You can see where Bhaktivinoda Thakur personally was. And he called for, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, we can see his math. We just visited Mayapur, saw the math. And we saw Radhakund and Govardhan. They have mini in Gaudiya Math there, went around hearing the glories of the spiritual kingdom. And then he ordered Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada's hearing from his master, Shruti. He's hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He was racing against time. How to finish Srimad Bhagavatam? He started that Narada, the verses of Narada Muni. He did several verses, but then, you know, all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, do it, do it. How much time did it take in Los Angeles? In 2 months. Imagine that's empowerment, you know. How you can produce 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada wanted the books. He wanted to spread this mission because he had great concern and great love for all the devotees and all the conditioned souls, not just the devotees. They tell the pastime of Prabhupada being in a vehicle and seeing the conditions of Kali Yuga, saying Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam kaluva nasteva 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 gatiranyata, that this people are suffering. There is no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way than chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're known as the Hare Krishna movement because they see us as chanting and dancing. So if we're not chanting and dancing, that we're not part of the Hare Krishna movement anymore. People sometimes say, where have you been? Where are you people? Because before, especially in America and Canada and Australia, the Sankirtan parties would go out regularly. You know, 10, 20, 30, 50 devotees, very colorful with the saffron and robes and saris and everyone dancing and singing. People are miserable. They're coming from work to work. They're having many problems at home. The husband's giving problem, the wife's giving problem, the children are screaming and crying, place is dirty, they're not making their monthly mortgage. So much suffering, suicide, people are killing themselves. And all these wars which are fabricated because of bad management and greed for money and control. I don't know what the statistics are, but soldiers are constantly killing themselves because they find themselves in an awkward situation. So imagine this is my master, the so-called, you know, the Hitler and the Stalins and the Trump or whoever else, you know, all these people who have no knowledge of the goal of life, have no knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam or the essence of Bhagavad Gita, essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita. They don't have good association. All they're doing is drinking, taking intoxicants, and running around like a dog looking for sense gratification. I know it sounds like a bad deal, and it is. Material world is called Martyaloka. Why? Everyone dies. Everyone's forced to die. No one's free of that death. It's like, you know, 100 years from now, we're all out of here. We're somewhere else. Hopefully, with Srila Prabhupada, continue the serving, continue the Sankirtan mission, and ultimately want to go back home. Because the pure spirit soul is not radiating, it's covered. It's covered by matter. It's covered by so much lust, anger, and greed, and misidentification, ahankara. Isn't it when the body, Dhritarashtra, when he was in the forest, he was meditating in such a way that all his material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So the mind starts, you know, by the power of the mind, you dissolve the body, then the mind, intelligence, but that ego, that subtle ego, that identification of who you are based upon all the activities that you did in this lifetime, all your desires, karma in a dive in a train, all your previous lives, your sangskaras. So here we are at the time of death. We have yang vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyan te kalevaram. Whatever we're thinking, whatever state of being we have at the time of death, that state will attain without fail. And mostly, people have cultivated a state of mind of sense gratification, of enjoyment, so the next body is already being tailor-made. One devotee sent the tailor because they wanted to make a kurta for me, so I was thinking, oh, tailor-made kurta. So Durga Maya is making tailor kurtas, and you know, we have a certain amount of fingers and hands and certain type of tongue, and you look at so many bodies. How is it that out of hundreds and thousands and millions of people, you can almost identify, oh, there's so-and-so? It's just two ears, two eyes, nose, mouth, but so many arrangements are there. So material nature is very, very fine, very, very subtle. And the ego, false ego, is very, very subtle. We may not see it, but everything's being orchestrated by Mother Nature under Krishna's direction. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Material nature is working under Krishna's direction. Krishna's allowing, giving us a chance to hear mundane stories and take mundane education, but also he's encouraging and calling us to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and try to understand the essence and goal of life. So this story will get thicker and deeper as Indra is getting in trouble again as usual, and you'll see how the demigods attack, or the demons attack the demigods, and how Indra killed Vishwarup because he secretly was giving some portions because he had affiliation both to the demigods and the demons, and then the father Vishwarup cursed him, so Vitrasura is coming. So it's a long history, but there's lessons in every page of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Vitrasura's, when the demigods were defeating the demons and all the demons were running away, demigods were killing them from behind, and Vitrasura said, this is not the way. On a battlefield you have to be brave, face to face, then you achieve, you know, heavenly planets. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's telling Arjuna the same thing. So Vitrasura was chastising the demigods as well, that how is it you're killing from behind is not even proper. You know, face me and I will. But it's revealed that Vitrasura is actually a devotee. Such beautiful meditations are there. So we learn many lessons about material existence and how to act properly, how to behave properly. And we should utilize the very small amount of time that we're allotted in this body. We should not think that, you know, oh, I'm a young man. I think one person was questioning Srila Prabhupada that, you know, while we're young, we can play. When we get older, we can get serious about meditating and devotional service. And Prabhupada to say, well, who is to determine who is old and who is young? You could slip on a banana peel tomorrow and then fall on the street and a truck runs over your head. I mean, it happens all the time. People are killed daily. Young people are killed, isn't it? I had some friends in high school. They were driving crazy and they ran into a tree and finished. So even at 2, 3 years old, 5 years old. So death can come at any time. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's showing his example and recommending that now is the time at very youth to take up this process of Krishna consciousness. This is the whole idea of the Gurukul. This is the whole idea of spiritual education, of spiritual families, because we want to give them an opportunity to make this life successful. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, a little history there, but the essence is that we should take this opportunity in Vrindavan Dham to render enthusiastic devotional service, whatever it might be. Isn't it? Sometimes people say, well, what would I do here? I said, clean the floor, sit with the kirtan party, chant your rounds in front of the deities, listen to Bhagavatam, listen to Bhagavad Gita. You're doing it. And if Krishna's if Guru is fortunate to give you something more specific, even better. The more service, the better. But take whatever devotional service you have available for yourselves, take it seriously and do it nicely. And do it enthusiastically. Set a good example. Prabhupada was enthusiastic. We have to be enthusiastic. Prabhupada was determined to save the conditioned souls. We should be determined to also, in whatever small little part, our little ant endeavor to help make the bridge for Sri Ram to cross Lanka and defeat Ravana and get Sita back, right? Who was it? The sparrow was making? Huh? Squirrel. The squirrel. Yeah, because the big monkeys are... Hey, come on, squirrel, get out of the way. You're causing... No. Everybody, big or small, can do some seva. So we should encourage. Anyone have a question, comment? There's a microphone here. Bhanavata Prabhu, you have a question, comment? Vijay? No? Yes, Prabhu. Quickly.
So in Vrindavan Leela, in Krishna's pastime, all living things, everyone is having Krishna. Krishna is the center. But now there is some devotees, they have some maintenance problem. So they need some renovation. So how we can understand?
So you're saying that in the spiritual world, everyone's serving just...
And during Krishna's pastimes.
During Krishna's pastimes.
Yes.
Right. Right. Yes. In Vrindavan, the trees, the water, you know, the cows, everything, everyone is serving Krishna. They're not worried about their own basic requirements and maintenance. We're hearing that, and we should appreciate that we're in a very special place. We should try to be satisfied living a simple lifestyle. I remember when I left a very nice place in Miami, just finished renovating a $100,000 house with a swimming pool, and we came in 93, and I rented one little room, and all the doorways were different heights, so every day I hit my head because all the heights were different. I couldn't adjust to it. Monkeys were everywhere, and the screens were not proper, so the little bug, there's an infestation of bugs, and so there was no air conditioning. The fans weren't working because the electricity wasn't working. The kids all had boils, and the heat was crazy. But here we are in Vrindavan, and we're thinking, you left a palatial lifestyle and brought your children 10,000 miles away, and all night long there's hundreds and thousands of little bugs all over you. It's like, a little bit insane and crazy. But Krishna is testing us, because we actually should and perform some austerity to be privileged to be in the Holy Dham. So if there are some inconveniences, okay, now we're making adjustments here and there. But still, we should recognize that whatever calamities are coming, as Queen Kunti is praying, Let these calamities come because it helps me take shelter of you and become more dependent on you, Krishna. So no, it's no easy ride in the material world. But now we're entering into spiritual world. So we should see that there'll be difficulties. Why do we have to hear about how Prabhupada suffered two heart attacks on a ship and suffered so much in the New York City and freezing cold and no one taking care and helping him? We think, well, he's always in Vrindavan. He's always in the spiritual kingdom. How he's suffering? So although we may be here, if our mind is stuck on sense gratification, we're not seeing Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur says, when will my desire for sense gratification go away? Then I will see Vrindavan and I will appreciate the beauty of devotional service. So devotional service doesn't come cheaply. It comes at a price. And people have to perform some sacrifice. But it becomes blissful. On the other hand, devotees become the gopis, even though Krishna was away and they were apparently suffering, they were experiencing the highest pleasures. So stay in the association of devotees, hear the Bhagavatam, perform your chanting and hearing nicely, try to serve the spiritual master enthusiastically, and then Krishna will make arrangements so that you'll experience, just like they say, show me God. I am the taste of water. What is this relish? If you're really, really thirsty and someone gives you a nice, cool glass of water, you feel satisfied. So when you're drinking the water, you think of Krishna. You're in darkness. The sun comes out. You're no longer tripping and falling, and you can actually see. You feel good. Ah, I am the sun and the moon. So Krishna is everywhere. He's here in Vrindavan for sure. Especially here in the chanting of the holy name. So we should participate in the chanting 24 hours a day. Any other question, comment? Yes, Prabhuji. Microphone? How to ascertain what is a bona fide source of authority? Well, for us, we know that Srila Prabhupada, we've not only seen by his behavior, his example, and other authorities, Shastra, Sadhu Shastra and Guru, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is being accepted by all the Guru Paramparas, the different Sampradayas, and all the great Acharyas, the great teachers accept. And our great teacher, Srila Prabhupada, has given us that same knowledge and understanding. So if we're hearing from Prabhupada and we're hearing from the authorized books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which have been recognized, Arjuna's asked the same question, Asita, Devala, Vyas. I'm not saying Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Pavitrang, Paramang Bhavam, Purushang, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. Arjuna's glorifying Krishna. You're the supreme. You're the pure. How do we know? Asita, Devala, Vyas, all the great Acharyas are accepting you. So Srila Prabhupada is in the chain of all the great Acharyas, and he's only repeating what the great Acharyas are saying. He's giving us that perfect package. So we have to just hear from the right source. Because if you hear from the Mayavadi that God is not a person, if you hear from the speculators, then you can very easily be misled. You can very easily get off the track. So better stay safe, better just keep with Srila Prabhupada's books, hear Srila Prabhupada, and stay in Prabhupada's home, then you're protected by the fort of Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.